Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Hey guys, welcome to Fat Mascara.
Welcome, welcome.
I'm Jen.
I'm Jess.
We're out of retrograde finally. Actually, I don't think we are.
I don't know how far out of the woods.
The Fat Mascara podcast is out of retrograde in that we do have a guest this week.
Woo woo.
Before that, Jess, what should we talk about?
Oh, we've got some good stuff to talk about.
Okay.
We're going to talk about vloggers, vloggers, vloggers. Then we're going to talk about my new hair.
Your hair looks amazing. Cannot wait to hear.
Thank you. And some color-saving tips. And then finally, we're going to talk about movie makeup mashups.
Nice. And my skin's been a freaking mess. So that's why we're having this guest. You didn't know that, did you?
This was like a private call-in.
Yeah, I basically decided let's bring a dermatologist into the studio to help me. It is Dr. Joshua Zeichner, a dermatologist here in NYC. We're going to focus on like pimples and problems, but we'll get into other skin stuff too.
It's basically a house call.
Yeah,
it's like we're an old school house call. It's bring us a little doctor bag.
Let's do it.
I didn't see you at the big We Love Dot Makeup event.
I don't know how this happens, but sometimes my Instagram feed fills up with all the beauty editors at some place.
The beautiers. I like the beautiers.
Someplace I wasn't invited, and I get big time, like...
It happens to all of us.
FOMO. What is this thing? I don't know what's happening.
So it happens to every beauty editor.
I saw Big Lips logo.
Yes.
We Love Makeup.
We Love Dot Makeup.
Okay, tell me what it is.
So it's a new platform, and it's pretty cool. We Love Dot Makeup is launched by L'Oreal USA. Mm-hmm. And essentially, it's like a social media platform. You go online, and it aggregates. Am I using that word properly? It aggregates all of the different, or a lot of different vloggers' content, and it puts it all in one spot. Because, you know, ever go down, like, a YouTube hole, and, like, let's say you want to just, like, look at a cat eye.
Yeah.
But then you actually get, like, this isn't a problem for me, but, like, a bunch of cats.
Right.
Or you'll get, like, something that's in a language you don't understand. Like, it's not exactly, like, the analytics.
So
I'm just throwing out a lot of terms. The analytics aren't perfect. The algorithms.
I think you're just throwing out, like, technical terms now.
But basically, it's not, like, it's really not all beauty. It might be like, you might like Cat Olympics 1965.
I don't think that's ever happened to me. But can I ask a question about it? My problem with when I go on a YouTube, like a black hole journey, is that I have to go through one whole vlogger's thing and all of her videos to get to the cat eye, then find another vlogger, then find her cat eye. Could I aggregate cat eyes from my 10 top favorite vloggers?
You know what? I don't know. I'm going to have to try that.
Okay, but so what
the
else
point
did you
of learn? This WeLove.makeup mm-hmm. is to make searching and finding your favorite, like it has like smart technology. Ding, 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 ding.
I think you're just throwing out terms. Okay.
To make finding your favorite topic easier. But that brings me to another question.
Yeah.
Do you watch vlogger videos?
I do. I do when I'm like, not usually for help for myself, but because I just find them soothing, you know?
Yeah, we've talked about this. I don't know which episode it was, but we've talked about like...
Like when I'm done searching, you know, Beyonce dance mashup videos, then it knows I like beauty because, yeah. You know, there's a little gnome that lives in the internet that knows all of everything I like. I call him Big Brother Gnome.
That's the algorithm, Jen.
He's like, hold on, let me get you some hedgehogs and Beyonce. Yeah. And then there's always wine. I don't know. So apparently I like Beyonce, hedgehogs, and wine.
Yeah.
But I will look at the ones I like we've talked about. Like I like Violette. I like Lisa Eldridge. Patrick and Manny, those guys. But then recently I've been looking at Claire Marshall, you know, hey Claire. She has some good beauty stuff sometimes. Glam Life Guru. Have you ever watched hers?
No.
Her name's Tati. I like that she's not 12. She's I think she's in her 30s. She might be like
I skew older too with my vlogger videos.
And she'll try stuff and then be like, this is BS, just like you and I will, which I love. But she'll like go ahead and put it on her face and I'm like, good thing you tried that. I didn't want to.
Yeah, but not
in a goofy way, you know?
Yeah,
so what about you?
I really like Violette. We've talked about that. Yeah. I like the quality of her videos is really nice.
Yeah.
Then I really, really like Lisa Eldridge because I love that she'll be like, this is the look I did on the cover of French Elle, and this is how you can get it too. Like, it's legit. Like, you know, like, oh my God, I love the way Adele looked there, you know? And then she'll just, like, literally show you line for line how she did it. But I also really love Caroline Herons. Is it? Do you ever see her?
No, but she sounds French.
No, she's British.
Oh, okay.
And she is a more, you know, mature woman. She's not a 22-year-old, you know, vlogger. Now they're 15, so what am I talking about? And she does a lot of skincare, and she'll tell you like, this is BS.
Oh, skincare.
She's really good. And there's not enough skincare out there. But I also watch, now this is a little like wacky, I watch a lot of the training videos for different brands.
A brand using a new product. Oh. Because
I want to see how they say you're supposed to use it.
Will that get aggregated into WeLove.makeup?
You know,
skincare,
I hope so, because WeLove.makeup, it's funny because I was thinking, I looked on this website, it's a lot of makeup, but L'Oreal has such great skincare. They have SkinCeuticals, they have Kiehl's, even a lot of their makeup brands have skincare.
But it's not only their brands that'll be there, right?
Correct. Okay. Correct. But they have the resources to be like, I want to see a damn good Kiehl's video. I want to see a damn good SkinCeuticals.
So just to make sure I get this right, the URL is
WeLove.makeup.
And then the period, like .com period.
Correct.
And then makeup.
Yeah, we'll put it on the site.
Because all of the .coms are obviously taken.
I know.
I'm going to go aggregate an algorithm and analytical lies. I'll try it.
SEO, Jen. It's all about SEO.
That one I know what that means.
Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green.
Your hair looks amazing. I cannot believe you got like a big grown-up girl hair color. Tell us everything.
Oh my God, it was so incredible. So I was scared.
But you're a hair color virgin, like a full process hair color virgin. But
a permanent hair process virgin. So I've done box color before. I've done like a glaze. So I've done the Clairol Natural Instincts a few times before, which is just like a glaze. Yeah. It's been fantastic, and it covered my, like, you know, my grays. But I did that about 2 years ago, and it worked like a charm. And then it stopped working about a year ago.
Because you had too many grays.
Too many grays, and then they become resistant, which is what I've learned from our various hair color experts, that at a point, it just won't cover them. The grays become resistant. I'm not quite sure why, but they just, like, they become too tough. Maybe the texture or something, or I don't know. So the Natural Instincts wasn't working. Then I went to our friend Ara in November, and she gave me a great demi-permanent. But then even...
What's a demi-permanent?
You're not blowing out the cuticle. Like, you're not opening up the cuticle with ammonia.
Okay.
And, like, it just kind of fades out, so you're not going to get that hard line.
So you don't open the cuticle, put in the color molecule, and seal the cuticle. And instead, change. You're just like pushing in a bunch of color molecules.
Yeah. That's how I understand it. If somebody's a colorist and I've gotten it wrong, totally inform me. But that's demi-permanent. Yeah, and then it just kind of washes out. Mm-hmm. But it did wash out about like January. And I think that was like when it was supposed to wash out. And I hadn't gone back. But I love the color. And then it's so funny because my mother said to me, she was like, yeah, that's when it happens. She's like, you know, it's just going to happen overnight one day. It just kind of happened overnight. I had a ton of grays. Like I pulled up my hair and it was like, and then it was honestly, you know, I don't think this ever happened to you, but have you ever like gained a bunch of weight? And like one day you just look at yourself in like a store mirror and you're like, holy crap. No. What happened?
No.
It happened like that. What's happened to me? I just looked at my hair and it's like, I have a ton of gray hair in the back and at the temples.
And we couldn't call them highlights anymore.
No. And it's fine. It's fine. I'm not like gray shaming. It's just like I never had that before.
Right.
So I had to make a choice. Do I want to keep on doing the demi permanent, which was not really covering up, or did I want to go for it? So I went to Orlo, which is Orlando Pita Salon. And Orlando was kind enough to invite me in because I saw him recently and he was like...
Wasn't he the one that pointed out all the grays actually?
In the sweetest, funniest way.
What did he say?
He was like, oh wow, that's more than last time I saw you.
And he had only seen you like what? Like four months before?
He saw me more recently than the show.
Okay, so if Orlando Pita notices it overnight, then it's real.
Yeah, and he was like... Okay, and he's like, I'm going to send you to my guy who does Karen Elson, who has been my beauty icon since, like, I have about three different beauty icons.
If you're new to the podcast, Jess has red hair. We probably should have led with that.
Yeah, sorry. Karen Elson, like, I live and die, since I was, like, probably 14 years old.
So he does Karen Elson's
color. He does this guy, not Orlando, but someone at his salon. So I was like, okay, put me in this man's hands. So Joe looked at my color and he said, you have a choice to make. And he took his time. I hate when people like rush you in the chair. Like I did not feel rushed. Mm-hmm. There was candy. There was like the birds were chirping outside. It was really nice. He's like, sit with the decision. He like, let me like have a minute to myself. Do you want to keep doing demi permanent? Or do you want to permanently change the color of your hair? Like, do you want to get on this wagon?
What wagon did you get on?
I went on the permanent wagon.
Because that's why it looks so damn good.
Because he said, he's like, look, thank you. He said, like, you're going to have to kind of keep on chasing, like, it might not cover, you know, your grays.
Right.
So he's like, but let's try it. I said, let's just freaking do it. Like, this is, like, they've gotten too bad. So to make a long story longer, I just went for it. And I'm really happy with the result. I didn't feel pressured. The color's really nice.
How often do you think you're going to have to go, or you're going to wait and see how your roots
come? He said, like, you know, I told him, like, look, you know, this was a nice treat. Like, I don't think it's any secret that beauty editors, you know, like, I did not have to, you know, pony up the amount that the average bear might have to. But this is not something that I'm expecting to get every, you know, 4 weeks. I am gonna have to be like a normal layperson.
Yeah.
That figured into my decision. I cannot do this every four weeks.
It's funny you bring that up because just to give some tips to our listeners too.
And that I'm actually asking you now, like, what do I do?
Oh, okay. So because I do need it. I actually need it every 2 weeks.
Christ.
So what I've learned to do is every 4 weeks I'll get permanent color from a hair salon. But then I talk to my colorist about it. And I was like, listen, not only can I not get down here every 2 weeks.
Yeah, just
that's
time
a lot
alone.
Of money.
I'm a very busy person.
And I think people don't realize this. Your hair colorist isn't going to be mad if you figure out something on the side or maybe don't come to her as frequently. What's going to annoy her or him is if you don't let them know what you're doing on the side or you start shopping around for someone cheaper on the side and then sneak back to get the readjustment. So I talked to her and I showed her a couple box dyes that I'd been introduced to. And she was like, I think this one's going to be okay. Why don't you use it once? I'll know you've used it in between.
Just on the roots do the whole head.
No, I use DP Hue. It's sold at Ulta and they have a root touch-up kit that has like two sets of root touch-up in it. And I just paint the hairline because I feel like, you know what? That's where people see it. Like your temples and your hairline comes in first.
But you don't paint like through your head?
Nope. I do like maybe a half inch back. I just paint. And then
Jen's like scraping back her hair. Like she's putting in a ponytail.
My hair like it's in a ponytail. And I just paint the half inch of my hairline. And then I put on, you know, the cap that comes with it. It's a slow process. It doesn't blow up, open the cuticle. It's very slow. And that's why she let me use that one.
Okay.
And so then my hairline is fine. So then
you never have roots.
So I don't have to go to her for another 2 weeks.
But what, so you do that 2 weeks in?
I do it 2 weeks every, yeah. So 2 weeks that and then a regular hair color. And I've been using Alterna's. You know Alterna Caviar line?
Yes, of course.
They have a new line called Alterna Caviar Infinite Color Hold. It's like a purple bottle.
Yeah, sure.
I feel like it's really been working, especially in the summer when my hair color fades even faster or like it's been sunnier. It helps grab onto the color. I think there's something to those color protecting products that I'm not calling BS on.
Yeah, it's so funny because I went back and I looked at my shower and I was like, it's all got to go. Yeah. It's all like,
you know, need a whole new regimen.
Yeah, completely. Because, you know, I invested a lot of money. I invested my time. Yeah, I was there for like, you know, two and a half hours.
What's another $40 or $30 for good color protecting shampoo and conditioner?
I'm now obsessed with color and I love what he did.
Yeah.
I have to say, like, This was really a great decision, but now I'm like, you know, obsessed with color. So if any of our listeners have great color tips, especially redheads, because we know that red fades immediately.
Yeah.
It's a big fat molecule, I understand.
Yeah, the color molecule red is big, so it almost like falls out of the hair.
Exactly.
It's just
dying to get out. So please tweet me, write us, let me know. And shout out to Orlo and Joe at Orlo.
And welcome to the hair coloring world, Jessica.
Thanks. Jen, have you noticed this hot new trend in beauty?
If it's the stuff sitting next to you, I think I know what you're talking about.
Makeup and actually beauty and movies are having a love affair.
Yes, they are. But these are extra special from what I can see over here.
Well, I thought this was the coolest thing in the world. One of my favorite movies is American Psycho. And when I saw that Bateman skincare had arrived at my doorstep, I thought that was the funniest, craziest thing.
For people who don't know the movie,
Patrick Bateman is the, I'd hate to say protagonist, but he's like the, you know, the serial killer. Christian Bale, oh, so hot. Is like
hot.
He is in his hottest role ever. He's the killer, and he has a mean skincare routine. In the beginning, he does like a face mask. I think he uses like some Clinique. He's all about skincare, and somebody created a skincare line that's many, many steps, and it's like it takes place in the 80s. So there's like it's all about like vanity and everything. There is this multi-step skincare routine that they created, inspired by him.
Called Bateman Skincare.
Bateman Skincare. Yeah. There's a daily hyaluronic serum. There's a toner.
Yeah, this isn't just that synergy that we've seen where it's like Beauty and the Beast with OP, you know, with L'Oreal.
No, it's not a licensee.
Or OPI does a, they've done so many like movie,
Bond,
tie-ins.
They've done.
This is literally the like.
It's like in his namesake. It's like they created the line like inspired by him. A zinc and clay mask.
Which like. That it is suspect because if you use that line, are you saying like I too am a serial killer?
I don't know. No. Certainly not.
It's tongue in cheek.
Like in the back, yeah. Like there's all these quotes in the movies in the back. I think my mask of sanity is about to slip
on the face mask product.
Yeah, love it. Not tested on animals, so that's really important.
Oh, good. You can kill a human and clean it up with like a trash bag and whatever, but it's not tested on animals.
So funny. This
other
one really tickled me.
What is that? That looks like a VHS tape.
Oh my god. So this one is hysterical. This is a VHS tape shaped box, and it is Dirty Dancing. 30th anniversary, I guess, by Solalook. So that's a brand, Solalook.
Yeah.
And I'm going to slide it out.
Oh, it's meant to look like a VHS.
Yes.
That's Solalook so funny.
Is proud to present a beauty palette inspired by a cult classic.
I feel like every beach house I've ever been in or every rental house, you go near the TV and they have all those old VHSs.
Oh my God, totally.
And there's definitely that Dirty Dancing VHS.
And
a
Karate Kid, maybe.
Oh my God, oh
you
my
open
God.
It up.
Baby, she's not in the corner.
Nobody puts Baby in a corner.
She's in the makeup palette.
And it's got her dancing on the bridge and the shorts and everything. And it has a lip gloss. It has four eyeshadows and this, like, pretty, like, kind of peachy blush called meringue.
What is that red sparkly eyeshadow?
It says, I carried a watermelon. To be honest, I know that, like, this, like, freaks people out. I have a lot of movies like this. I've never seen Dirty Dancing.
What?
Yeah. I've seen parts of it. Like,
so do you know the watermelon?
I know she's like in a corner or something, or she says like, I carried a watermelon.
I cannot believe, I'm usually the person that hasn't seen a movie. Dirty Dancing's like, yeah, you got to see that.
I know that she runs into his arms and like people go crazy.
Well, I know a movie you have seen because you've talked about how much you love it. Guess what movie's getting a makeup
tie-in? Wait, what?
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, I love. Yeah.
So Storybook Cosmetics is doing, so for, because there's a remake coming out, right?
In summer? Another one?
I'm not sure, but in the summer there's supposed to be a Charlie and the Chocolate Factory makeup tie-in, which I just feels right.
Oh my God, I could smell it.
Like, oh, maybe it'll be scented, and there's definitely like Oompa Loompa orange bronzer or something.
Augustus Gloop.
I don't...
He's my favorite.
What's his name?
Augustus Gloop. The little fat one that gets caught in the tube.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. and then what's the violet, the purple one that like is bitchy?
There's Veruca Salt, and then there's...
Yeah.
Violet, you're turning violet. I don't remember her last name.
I actually don't know what the products are. We're just making these up right now.
It doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter.
But yeah, this is like just, this is where beauty's going. It's not just make, it's like tie-in synergy, just like drinks and like the 7-Eleven hot dog from Hunger Games or whatever it is. Actually, that was the most
random thing. I don't even actually know what you're talking about with the 7-Eleven hot dog.
I don't think that's the thing. I made that up.
Oh.
CoverGirl did a Hunger Games though.
Yes.
They had all the tributes, which I thought was so shady.
Well, you know, it's, that's funny. I think, yeah, it's just like, beauty, there's always like, you know, when we meet with brands, they're always like, you know, we have a narrative, we're trying to tell a story. Like every brand, even it's not just beauty, but like every brand is like about trying to figure out what their story is.
Yeah.
You know, even if you've worked with a brand, it's like their narrative,
their
story.
Just make my face look better.
I know. Like, yeah, they're trying to come up with something like grandiose. So whenever they can latch themselves on to something that actually is a story,
yeah,
they're like, yeah, make it rain, you know? So
for better or worse, yeah, whether it's a psycho serial killer or an ode to women's rights and reproduction rights, yes, and Dirty Dancing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I did hear there was an abortion in the movie.
There is.
It's that's the only other thing. I never saw it, but I heard about it.
Listen, Jess and Jen's Movie Corner, we're going to work on that. She's going to watch the movie. We'll be back to you with our thoughts. In the meantime, I mean, I'm not mad at this. Check out the new movie.
This is really fun.
Yeah.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra. I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're gonna wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear, or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings. Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off.
All right, it's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it, all right? Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse. I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement
which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off. We are here with Joshua Zeichner, dermatologist and director of cosmetic and clinical research at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City. But as I like to call you, Dr. Joshua Zeichner, Jay-Z is in the house.
Jay-Z.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Actually, does anybody call you Jay-Z?
They do.
Surely. Like in the halls?
Or Dr. Z or Jay-Z. You know, yeah. I have my Beyonce medical assistants, so it's really a lot of fun in the office.
And your Destiny Child backup. It's all good. Dr. Zeichner has been, you've been a dermatologist for years, obviously, but he's like an editor favorite.
Also, how good is his skin? I'm sorry.
Right. He looks like he's 12.
I know. We got to take a photo. It's too good.
So we brought him on. He does cosmetic, obviously, dermatology, medical dermatology, all types of things. You do studies. You work with brands to talk about products. But it's a selfish reason. My skin's been a shit show, Dr. Z. So we were like, let's have him come on. We'll talk about acne and other problematic things, but like really get into why that happens. If you're ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready. You know, I it's kind of nerdy, but I really love acne.
Okay. Well, then you're the right person to talk to. Okay, this is a question for me. I feel like in the last maybe 5 to 10 years, more and more women in their 20s, 30s, and 40s are dealing with acne. And it used to be like more of a teen thing. Do you agree, or is that just me seeing that perception?
Yeah, we don't really understand why, but acne is actually becoming an epidemic in adult women. We're seeing more and more patients suffering, and we just don't understand why.
I wanted to say, why? What's the reason? Nothing. Are there any hypotheses?
Yeah, so
hypothesize?
It may be because of environmental factors, mm-hmm. stress, you know, changes in diet, travel, all that type of stuff. It may be changes in hormones. Uh-huh. You know, women are mm-hmm. going off birth control pills after having been on it for, you know, in some cases 20 years.
This is a generation that grew up with birth control too.
You know, so when you're on the birth control, it regulated the hormone levels. So your body was never really exposed to the natural hormone levels. And then all of a sudden you go off of it. And your body is going back to what it naturally would be. And many women are finding that they're breaking out.
Do you find if someone comes into your office for whatever reason it is, like what percentage also happen to have pimples or acne? Like they might come in for like, say, filler or something. And you're like, yeah, but also let's take care of those pimples.
Yeah, so acne in adult women is really growing. So, you know, something around 40 to 50% of women in their 30s and 40s are suffering.
Like half.
Almost half.
That's
exactly
crazy.
You know, I treat a lot of acne patients, and if you look at the patients coming in, it really is skewed to the adult female. And right now I have a much larger population of adult women that I'm treating for acne than I even have teenagers.
A lot of people say that when, you know, you can look at a pimple, you can tell what caused it. Do you think that that's true? Like almost like face mapping?
I can diagnose acne from across the room, and I actually can come up with
really?
A treatment plan from across the room. It's a lot of pattern recognition.
Ooh, based on where it is on the face?
Yeah, and based on the lesion type and the location.
Well, share some of that knowledge.
Yeah, so adult women tend to break out in the lower one-third of the face. So we're talking about the jawline, the area around the mouth. Some people refer to this as the surgical mask distribution. So if you put on a mask.
Oh, that's funny.
Like one of those people in the subway who don't want to share their germs.
Maybe that's how I can fix my acne. Just put on a mask. No one will see it.
So that'll cover the pimples.
Yeah.
I lovingly refer to it as the beard of acne. That hasn't gone over quite so well among women.
Oh, my God. I wonder why.
Yeah. But it tends to be this lower one-third of the face. I'm actually in the process of publishing a study showing that acne in women most commonly pops up around the mouth. So it's this perioral distribution.
He keeps looking back at me because that's fully exactly where mine is. But yeah, we'll do that offline.
What is the cause?
So we don't 100% know. If we look at the women who are breaking out, some of them had acne when they were younger. It went away, and then it's coming back in a new distribution.
Hmm.
Others never had acne, and then all of a sudden it's popping up as an adult woman.
Rough.
And then the third group are the ones who had it, and then it just never went away and continued. But in these patients, we're seeing the distribution of the acne is morphing from all over the face, and it's localizing more to the lower one-third.
So almost always like heads down south.
Yeah. Now you can have acne in other areas. I'm not saying that. But women – or the unifying factor really is that women tend to have acne in this area.
Mm-hmm.
And we just don't understand why. Perhaps it's a more hormonally sensitive area. In the lower face.
So you can't see every one of our listeners' faces. And like you said, if you saw them, you'd be able to tell what the cause is. But in general, do there tend to be some causes that are more surprising that our listeners might not know about? Not this kind of possibly hormonal mask, but PCOS or their diet or stress. Like, what are some of the other causes of acne that you've seen?
Yeah, so anytime an adult woman comes into the office with acne, I always ask her a couple of questions. Number one, are your periods regular? Now, that's really an open-ended question, and a regular mm-hmm. period is very different, for you than it is for you.
Right.
So usually I'll ask, is it one period a month around mm-hmm. every 30 days? If you're having missed periods, if the periods are, less than 30 days, if they're more than 45 days, then there may be an underlying hormonal issue.
Mm-hmm.
I also ask about hair growth, and you need to ask about it because if you had hair all over your face, you probably would be removing it. So you can't always tell just by looking.
Right.
So do you have excessive hair in the sideburn area, the upper lip, the chin, or even the upper chest? A little hair on the face is normal. And sometimes it's cultural. It depends on your
ethnicity.
Ethnicity. Mm-hmm. So, are you the hairy one in the family?
Right.
And of course, when the patient's coming in, I'm trying to be a little bit more politically correct than that. But
No. Give it to us straight.
But especially if there's some hair on the chest, and some women do. We're not talking about a couple of hairs around the nipples, which is very common. These may be signs of underlying hormonal issues such as PCOS, which stands for polycystic ovary syndrome, which is irregularity of your hormones.
Are you saying that is a more common syndrome?
I think it's much more commonly diagnosed.
Because I'm hearing a lot about that. I mean, I don't want to take this to, into a different area, but I'm hearing a lot more about that as well.
But again, it's almost difficult to diagnose in many patients because so many are on birth control pills.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not anti-birth control pills.
Right.
In some ways, I wish they were called hormonal acne treatments.
Mm-hmm.
There actually are four birth control pills that are FDA approved to treat acne independent of their contraceptive function.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever prescribe birth control pills for that reason?
I personally rarely prescribe birth control pills myself.
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple of issues there having to do with insurances covering brand versus generics and because of side effects of one versus another. I personally don't like to write them, but I do recommend them and refer to the primary care doctor, in some cases the pediatrician or the gynecologist.
Right.
Right. What about diet? I remember I did a story a couple years ago, and there was no conclusive proof, but they were seeing a lot more acne in Asia, and it sort of coincided with when they started having Western dairy products. And back in the day, it was like, oh, chocolate and French fries cause, acne. But is there any diet and acne links that you've
seen?
Yeah,
so we have mounting data supporting a link between your diet and breakouts. And it's breakouts in predisposed individuals. So if you never broke out
mm-hmm.
and you had a Western diet, likely it's not going to cause acne.
Right.
It's people who are predisposed. But if you look at the hunter-gatherer societies, more of this paleo-type diet, they really don't break out, and there's data here. And then if you look at the Western diet, we're looking at foods with what we call a high glycemic index. So these are sugary and starchy foods. And then we're looking at dairy, particularly cow's milk, and we're looking at skim milk.
Wait, you just brought us bagels and cream cheese. I just want to say, lovely talking. You brought me a pimple bomb, basically. Simple carbs of a bagel and then some dairy thrown in. Thank you.
But that's okay, because I brought you a side of benzoyl peroxide.
Okay, okay. So, all right, back to, so there is some sort of maybe like...
There is. So it's, you know, if you go to the burger joint, it's not so much the burger, but rather the bun and the fries and the milkshake.
The sugars, but simple sugars, high glycemic.
That doesn't cause acne, right? It's like if you're predisposed, it can't help.
That's my theory. But I definitely think that it promotes inflammation and leads to breakouts in those who are predisposed. So we all talk about the acne-causing bacteria, P. acnes. But acne is not an infection. The bacteria is on everyone's skin, and some people just react to it more. So inflammation is really the cause here.
So, like, I'm not breaking out right now, but there's P. acnes on my skin right now.
All of us have P. acnes right now. Some strains of P. acnes promote inflammation a little bit more than others, and some people's immune systems are a little more complacent, and others get a little bit more angry. So if your immune system is fighting back, then you're going to get inflammation and pimples.
Okay. So let's go back to the chin acne for a second, because there are, I do see that a lot with women. First of all, I always thought it was from like touching your face and stuff like that, which is what I'm doing right now. But what would you recommend for women?
Well, first of all, I will tell you that there is something to it when you say touching your face, or when you talk about the cell phone acne. Chronic rubbing, friction, dirt on the skin can promote breakouts in predisposed individuals. Now, look, it's good practice, you know, to clean your cell phone, and it's good practice to keep your hands off your face, especially if you have a desk job and you're just sitting there leaning on your elbow, you know, resting your chin, you know, on your fingers. That can predispose you. But in terms of treatment, you know, we have the same tools in our toolbox no matter what the type of acne you have. Generally, I prefer to use benzoyl peroxide for inflammatory acne, for the red, angry bumps. Perhaps the P. acnes bacteria is a bit more involved in promoting inflammation, causing those red, angry bumps, as compared to the blackheads and the whiteheads that you tend to get on the forehead, the nose, in areas
now,
like that.
I love a BP too, but I always get into like a heated debate with coworkers. I used to have this all the time when I was at Cosmo with one of my coworkers. Benzoyl peroxide versus salicylic acid. And then, you know, there's also sulfur treatments too. I always thought it was just a matter of preference, but like, how do you know which to choose? You said the BP for like the red, angry
pimples. And then the sal acid, I tend to recommend a bit more for people who are really oily and the people who have blackheads and whiteheads. But if you take a step back and you think about what the ideal treatment is and what we're doing in the office, you know, as dermatologists, we're using multiple different medications or treatments that complement each other to address as many of the factors that cause acne as possible.
What about sulfur?
So, you know, we use – actually, they're prescription sulfur products. They're over-the-counter sulfur products. Yeah. You know, it's hard for a consumer to, you know, be at the sink for, you know, half an hour applying all these things on his or her face.
Not some of our listeners and guests, to be honest.
You know, but I like to combine in some way, you know, all three of those. Of the three, the sulfur usually gets kicked out. I don't think it works quite as well as the other products. But usually I like a leave-on product and a wash, or a leave-on product in the morning.
Like a benzoyl wash and then a leave-on sal acid?
Yeah, and it really depends on the person. Oh. You know, if you tend to have more inflammatory acne, then my feeling is to push you a little bit more towards a leave-on benzoyl peroxide. If you tend to have a little bit more comedones, that's blackheads and whiteheads, not the pus bumps. Those pus bumps are actually considered inflammatory. We're talking about kind of those flesh-colored little bumps on your forehead.
That's a whitehead. But those big, angry, tender ones, you need a BP.
You need a BP. And if it's really tender under the skin,
yeah,
it may not respond altogether because those may be cysts, which are kind of like balloons deep under the skin
so
with no connection.
So do you need to see a derm for that?
Yeah. So if you're using an over-the-counter product and you're not getting improvement within 2 to 4 weeks, you should visit a board-certified dermatologist. You know, we have great prescription treatments, and acne scars are preventable.
Right. Let's talk about retinol, too, and retinoids. So obviously the first reason people might use them is for anti-aging, but they can help with acne, right?
Yes.
Do you ever recommend those?
Yeah. So topical retinoids in the office really are a foundational type of treatment. Everybody is getting a topical retinoid. It's just a matter of getting used to it, not being irritated by it. The over-the-counter retinol really doesn't have good data in treating acne per se, but perhaps can help and addresses, you know, or it kills two birds with one stone. It addresses the aging issues in adult women, mm-hmm. you know, fine lines and wrinkles and that type of stuff. And at the same time, it may give you a benefit for your acne. Now, as you guys probably know, maybe it was about 4 months ago, a prescription strength retinoid did go over the counter, and you can get it from your local pharmacy. And that medication is called Differin. So I have no financial conflicts, you know, in mentioning mm-hmm. this, just for all your listeners out there. Mm-hmm. But the generic is Adapalene, 0.1% gel. And as I said before, this used to be a prescription, and now it's actually available over the counter. And it's a great complement to
and
what
we have.
And you
know Rodan and Fields is coming out. They're adding it to their 3-step kit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they're like a benzoyl proactive they started, yeah. but they have another version with BP. And I just saw they're adding an Adapalene gel to their normal version because now that it's over the counter.
Over the counter. Yeah. And, you know, I think it's a great product. You just need to know how to use it. So number one, here's Dr. Z's top tips, okay? Number one, a green pea-sized amount. More is not better. It can just lead to more irritation. So just a little bit green pea
on size.
Like a green pea or a chocolate chip morsel. Like a little bit, okay?
Now you're talking Jess's
yeah.
language.
You like that? Okay, so Hershey – well, not a Hershey kiss.
Too much, too much.
A Hershey kiss is too much. A cherry tomato is too much.
A Toll House.
But not the mini ones. You know, like
a regular Toll House. A baking.
A regular baking one.
Okay.
Like, you know, just a little bit. All
like right. She doesn't know what a pea looks like. Okay.
But like I tell my patients,
I love peas.
Look, if you need a little bit more, like you can push from a green pea to a chickpea. But like more than that,
too much.
Like, you know, those really big Greek white peas, whatever they're called, giganto peas.
Gigante beans or whatever.
Those are too much.
Too much.
Way
too much.
That's
crazy. You wouldn't have a face left.
But so teeny little bit on the finger, spread the green pea. So right now I'm dotting my forehead, my nose, each cheeks and the chin.
Okay.
Then rub it in, connect
the dots.
And that's
on clean, dry skin.
On clean
skin.
So here's the big debate. Mm-hmm. I tend to recommend a moisturizer first.
Okay.
To prime and hydrate, okay. and the retinoid over it.
Does Love it act that. As a buffer sort of too?
Yes, yeah, so we have data to show that it does not interfere with penetration of the active retinoid, but it does help reduce the risk of irritation.
Oh, good tip.
Plus, if you look at adult women, here's food for thought for you. You need oil to develop breakouts,
mm-hmm.
okay? But skin hydration and skin oiliness are separate issues. And especially in adult women, we find that they can be acne prone but dry.
Yes.
And topical acne medications, including retinoids, also benzoyl peroxide and salicylic acid, can dry you out.
Hell
so
yeah.
priming the skin, hydrating the skin first,
mm-hmm.
then applying the retinoid over it. And I would do that intermittently every other night for the first 2 weeks or so. And then gradually work your way up, maybe 2 nights on, 1 night off for another 2 weeks or so, then every night. And you know, and some people just can't tolerate it. So start every other night. I intermittently use topical retinoids. I found when I was younger, maybe I was a little better at doing it than I am right now. I don't know. With the kids at home, I just can't manage to do everything that I want to do.
You can't fit in your skincare routine.
There's like no skin. I barely wash my face as it is. I can't tolerate it as much, so I'm using it maybe once or twice a week.
Okay.
Yeah, I never got up to every day. It was always like every third
or every
second
day. And you don't have to. That's okay.
Still working for you.
It still definitely works.
And what about, I'm just going to ask this because I worry about this. So you do all your stuff and you're like, great, I treated it. But then you're a woman or even a man and you don't want to walk out with like red angry bumps on your face, so you put some concealer or makeup on top. Did you just ruin all that treatment you did by like – you know, clogging up the pore, covering it with makeup? Is that okay?
So you need to be careful about the makeup that you're using. In general, I do not recommend liquid foundation makeups. They tend to to, you know, block the pores. Some liquids do have a teeny little bit of salicylic acid in there, and those are those kind of makeups that are, you know, made for acne-prone skin. I know, like, the Neutrogena makeup has, I can't remember the brand. The
Healthy something.
Healthy
has
Skin.
A little salicylic
but
acid.
It has, it's foundation makeup made for acne-prone patients. Mineral-based makeups and powder foundations really are better because they don't clog the pores as much. And then, you know, when you're dealing with an angry pimple like you were talking about and just concealing the individual spot, quite frankly, all that goes out the window because the most important thing is that you feel good about yourself. You try to get to the underlying root and then, you know, resort to your emergency kit when you need to.
Okay.
So I excuse it.
Now, what about, like, if you feel that – we all know that, like, kind of, like, itch here at work. You're like, oh, this something doesn't feel right.
It's brewing underneath a dormant volcano.
You're like, oh, my God, there's a little marble, or I like to call it, like, the M&M that's underneath the skin. What do you do to sort of keep that baby from, like,
you want to prevent it from turning into a full-fledged pimple. So I tend to recommend triple therapy. So we're talking about a little benzoyl peroxide, a little salicylic acid, and a little over-the-counter 1% hydrocortisone cream.
And do you layer it in that order?
So that is up for debate. Mm-hmm. You can either do one at a time. Or you can kind of squirt on your palm, mix it up, and then apply it on. But again, here you're addressing as many factors as possible at the same time. And while an over-the-counter cortisone cream doesn't quite take the place of, you know, a little cortisone shot in the office, it perhaps can help.
That's a good advice. And how long does it take for a pimple to heal completely?
So that is a great question. You know, there's some pimples that come and go really quickly, and then there are others that seem to stick around for, like, weeks or months.
Is there a way you could speed it up?
So using this triple therapy can help calm it down. And the other big issue that happens after pimples go away is that they tend to leave behind either a red spot or a brown spot. So we call this persistent erythema, or kind of long-lasting redness, or persistent hyperpigmentation, or, you know, brown pigment. And the reason we think that the pimples in acne leave red spots behind is because that P. acnes bacteria that's promoting inflammation is still there.
What about, I hear a lot of women, because there's a whole group of women that are like, less is more, only coconut oil. And then I've heard these women also say, well, if you can't read the ingredients on a label, then that's a sign you shouldn't be using it. It could be bad for you. And the fewer ingredients, the better. How do you feel about that? Is it that simple?
So there's this. And then by, you know, extension from what you just said, there's the whole, you know, natural and organic products.
Yeah, I want to know what you think about
that. You know, natural is not necessarily better. So do you know what's natural? Poison ivy is natural. Do you know what else is? Plutonium. So... You know, natural skincare is not necessarily better than traditional skincare products.
Thank you.
And so, look, if you went to Whole Foods and bought a banana, okay?
Yeah.
So I really like the bananas when they've just turned from green to yellow, right? But then they quickly turn to brown. So they don't have a long shelf life.
Yeah.
And the same is true of skincare. So if it didn't have a preservative in it, it would last for 5 minutes on the shelf before it became contaminated.
Yeah.
Now, of course, there's that whole new trend of those, like, mix at the sink.
Yeah.
You know, mix A and B together.
Like Clinique has a vitamin C. Well, vitamin C is different, but, yeah, so that the preservatives aren't in there till the very
end. To the end. Look, so that's a trend
right now. I think
they
want to give the consumers, like, something fun to do.
You know, so, again, I'd have to evaluate these products individually to see whether they're legit or not legit. But, again, this is a trend that we're seeing. But natural is not necessarily better.
Right.
They're some people are allergic to ingredients like fragrance, and there are, you know, synthetic fragrances that are put into products to give it a certain smell.
But lavender, you can itch your face off.
So there are other ones. You know, gardenia is a common cause of allergic contact dermatitis or allergies in the skin. And if you have this all-natural product that says, you know, enriched with gardenia, that isn't necessarily better for you. And I'm not saying that gardenia is bad. You know, for all these listeners, I'm not trashing the gardenia industry.
You're gardenia growers of America.
People are pitchforks, farmers outside of Mount Sinai today.
And then, look, they're a great product. That was just one example of a natural that sometimes causes rashes in some people.
I've heard aloe. People love aloe. But I heard it can be like an allergen for some people.
Listen, you know, almost anything can cause an allergy.
Okay.
So you really need to try out the product. But I just don't want a listener to think that if I buy a natural product, it's going to be any better than a traditional product. And actually, you know, to bring it back to acne, some of these natural acne remedies really are not as effective as the traditional products that we've spoken
about.
You're
talking like a tea tree oil or something?
So
or
tea tree, there is some data showing that tea tree oil can help, but more often than not, the people that I see with tea tree oil have these irritated faces, and it's like they're you know, covering themselves in tea tree oil, and it's just causing more of a problem. And again, when it comes to acne, potential risk of scarring, potential, which is permanent, although we do have some laser treatments that can help it. When we're talking about red spots or brown spots that are long-lasting, I really recommend traditional acne treatments that have proven efficacy, you know, to clear your acne up as quickly as possible.
Now let's talk about your skin. It's so glowy. Right?
Sun protection is really key. Mm. You know, I did look.
Do you even go in the sun?
Not much anymore. I do. I have gotten a little bit.
Like, did you, like, as a child or teen, did you go
up until college? I did.
And then you stopped when you were in college?
Then in college, really limited it. Medical school, like, literally didn't see the light of day.
Yeah.
And then you have to enjoy life. And I don't want to give unrealistic expectations for anybody. You want to live your life to its fullest, but you want to make smart decisions. And, you know, you can get a broad-brimmed hat.
What sunscreens do you like, if that's your...
There are a lot of brands out there. I do like the Neutrogena and the Aveeno products. I think that they're affordable. And I am totally biased for everyone out there. I have worked as a consultant to Johnson & Johnson. Again, full disclosure. Mm-hmm. I feel that they're based on good science. They're well-formulated. They're reasonable in price. And then there are other products. The La Roche-Posay products are really great also. Those tend to be a higher price point. Mm-hmm. And it really depends on what you're looking for.
Do you wear a broad-brimmed hat when you're out?
I am not great at a broad-brimmed hat.
Farmers,
I try. I really do try.
What about face cleanser, face wash? Yeah. Please don't tell me there's like an ivory bar soap that you're washing.
There's a Dove fragrance-free bar soap.
Okay, and you can use that on your face, right? I got into like a heated argument with someone about this.
Yeah, of course, face
and
body.
You can use the beauty bar on your face.
I am not great, so my wife has all the other cleansers and all this type of stuff.
Yeah. You mentioned retinol, too. You probably use a prescription retinoid.
Yeah, so I have a prescription retinoid that I use intermittently.
Yeah.
And it kind of depends on the brand.
Yeah.
I get little samples of everything, so I switch it up a little bit. So a prescription retinoid every once in a while. I try to use an antioxidant in the morning, so a vitamin C-containing product.
Which one do you like?
So I use SkinCeuticals CE Ferulic.
It's a classic.
Mm-hmm. There are a lot of them out there. So, you know, we're talking about acne here. So really quick, if you have acne, oily skin, and you tend to break out, vitamin E is a little heavy and may make you break out. So stay away from vitamin E. Mm. If you're dry, the vitamin E is great, or if you have kind of more mature skin. So if you're acne prone, I tend to recommend, if we stay within the SkinCeuticals family, Floridin CF.
Mm. Okay.
So that has the vitamin C and the Floridin, but it doesn't have vitamin E.
Okay.
So, you know, that's kind of the vitamin E issue.
Thank you so much.
This has
been so helpful.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
It's time to raise the wand.
Oh, wow. Song so early.
I know. It's a morning recording session. Okay. As you just heard with Dr. Zeichner, I've been having some skin issues.
Yes.
So I'm raising wand to something that hides some skin issues. Have you seen MAC's new Next to Nothing line?
Next to Nothing.
There's a Next to Nothing face color and a Next to Nothing pressed powder. The face color is a liquid foundation that's like, I can't even describe it. It's like a gel tinted moisturizer. Very sheer, glowy. I'm going to be frank here. MAC has always bothered me. I feel like it's like you're wearing MAC.
Sure.
Like Studio Fix MAC products. That's like, let's get drag queeny sometimes, you know?
This yes, is like, queen.
No, this is not yes, queen. This is like a glossy glowiness. So the face color is really nice.
I'm gonna put a little bit on my
almost
head.
Has like a balmy feel to it, and you really can't use too much. And they have the thing is also tinted moisturizers. I feel like they never have the dark skin tones. Mm-hmm. And MAC is so good about giving a full range of colors. So even the darker ones are still sheer and don't look too red.
This is very sheer.
Then the really raise a wand product, I hate pressed powder. I have dry skin. I feel like it makes me look like Ashy Bastard, our favorite character. But they did, I wouldn't call this a creamy pressed powder. Put your finger on that. It has like a gelness to it.
Yeah.
And
it's nice.
Yeah. And I've just been keeping it in my bag. So like when my angry, what did he call it? The surgical mask of acne is flaring. Yes. I've been like patting this over top.
So, and this is, but this is giving you the coverage you need?
Not quite as much, but it does even out the redness and the skin tones. So both of them together is a good thing. But if you have oily skin, next to nothing, press powder. If you have drier skin, next to nothing, face color. It's like MAC is entering a new subtle world.
The new generation.
I raise a wand to it. What are you raising a wand to?
So mine is quite topical as well. I am all about protecting my investment right now, my hair color.
Mm.
And so I need a good shower cap that is going to... Why are you laughing?
Because I'm picturing you in a shower cap.
It's always so funny, a shower cap. Like,
it's so old school.
Well, I mean, don't you wear a shower
cap? No, you put your hair in a top knot and then you just don't let the water hit it.
Oh, I always have. I've never done that. I've always had a shower cap.
You can keep your head out of the water spray.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, my God. Okay, so what is the shower?
First of all, my shower is like a horse shower.
Yeah,
like
your shower's like...
It's really
it's like a stall.
It's like...
Yeah. And there's nowhere to hide because it's like a small shower. Yeah.
Well, it's a bathtub.
Yeah, but it feels like you can't get out of the way of that.
No, you
spray.
Can't go. You can't go out of. You can't get out of the way. So it's very powerful. So I grew up with a shower. You didn't have a shower cap when you were a kid?
No. Just show me the damn shower
really?
Cap.
Really? Oh, I've had so many. I've had the Benefit one. I've had the eSalon one. I've had the Goody ones. I've done them all. But I love the it's called shower cap, but with it's like. S-double-H-O.
Oh, I love them. You know, like, we follow them on Instagram. They're so cute.
Because I love it because it really is like tight against your head. It's almost like a little like turban.
Does it leave a line along your hairline when you wear it?
What do you mean?
Like then you take it off and you can still see where the line where the shower cap was on.
Which is good because that means it's nice and tight.
Okay, your water seal was tight.
Yeah, like the water seal is tight. So it really is nice and snug. It's not like... like some of the older ones I used to buy from
like
CVS.
Yeah.
It'd be a little loose.
Like my grandmother in the rain used to wear kind of shower cap.
Yeah, just like loose. And then it would stretch after like three uses. This one's nice and tight. I'll be honest with you, it's very pricey. It's $43. That's really expensive. I got mine as a sample, full disclosure, but I would pay for this to protect my color investment.
It also
comes in a really cool pattern.
I'm putting you on the spot. Would you take a picture? In your shower cap.
Yeah, but I'd probably add a lip and maybe a necklace. So I'll take a photo for our listeners.
But it will be prop styled.
Yeah, it will be prop styled. And also it's the kind of thing like you're not absolutely mortified like if your boyfriend sees you in the shower cap.
All right, raise a wand to that.
Shower cap. Shower cap.
We mentioned a lot of products and people and places and brands and things in this episode. So... I just want to put it out there. If you want to find out where any of those things are, go to fatmascara.com.
And you can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter and at fatmascara for both of those things. And you can also contact us directly by emailing us at info@fatmascara.com.
So profesh.
So profesh. Thanks for listening, guys. See you next week.
Love it. Perfect.
That was good.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.